You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing. Cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce.
You know, I'm not exactly sure why I get up and I'm pissed.
Hit the lottery, ooh, wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning.
You know how some days you feel music more than others? I'm feeling this more today. I'm liking the monster today. Not only are we friends, we're cool today. Good morning to you. The more I think about it, right? The more I consider it, we've had, in my opinion, I guess I don't really need to say that, do I? We've had two horrible presidents in a row. George Bush, good God, man. And then Barack Obama follows him. That ass clown. Okay, honestly, I'll get to him in the second hour, but the more, I mean, so he rules by executive order. He gives the DOD sequestration. He gives the Chinese the every fortified island they want in the South China Sea without so much as a fight, a word, whatever. How did we get to North Korea? All of a sudden, when Donald Trump takes over, it's an issue. What's going on for 8 years in the build up to that? Iran, the way he left Iraq, the way he left Afghanistan. Like, what did that guy do other than being like a cool guy, I guess? You gotta be shitting me. What passes? But here's what I'm most interested in today. And I'm not much of a future guy, right? Yeah, I'm not a let's talk about the future. I don't like that stuff. Like science fiction. Come on, man. Jurassic Park, whatever. Get out of here with that nonsense. I don't like it. I am curious about this though. And we'll talk about it in the second hour. 'Cause I'm pissed. Yeah, I'm pissed. And again, as much as Trump is a jackass, I so have my fingers crossed that he can steer his way through all this jackassery and be the president of the United States for 8 years. Because here's what I like. I like John Kelly. I like, if you've noticed, the Department of Homeland Security, not very much in the news these days. Right? The Department of Defense, in the news because of hearings and things like that. But overall, James Mattis does not go out of his way to cultivate the media. And the United States around the world is carrying a larger stick and a firmer stick because of his presence. I like that. I like Rex Tillerson. Not a lot of fanfare. He seems to be a competent professional, so I like that at Department of State. So I like that. And I like, you know, less regulation for American business, growing the economy. Hello? But here's what I want to, and Illinois is in my head. Illinois is where a number of states and the nation are headed. If you can't keep your fiscal house in order. And I think We, unlike the greatest generation that wandered the planet here, we have subsequent generations that they don't really, I mean, credit? Yeah, of course. Keep charging it? Yeah. The government, it should do anything. I mean, consider this. Your local school now used to be a place where you went to school. What is it now? Before school care and breakfast, in school care, lunch. My daughter got lunch for free the entire year. It was catered. Yeah, because her school was categorized in a lower socioeconomic bracket. Free lunch the whole year. Subway, stuff like that. No shit. Okay, then we have after-school care, and that's after sports and things like that. That's what the school provides now. So where do we hit a tipping point where the American taxpayer says, I can't do this anymore? Okay, Illinois is hitting it. They've maxed out their taxpayer. They won't have it anymore, right? They've maxed out their fees. They've taxed businesses to the point where businesses are leaving and they can't pay their bills. Is that ultimately what has to happen to the country? Because our politicians can't save themselves. The Republicans are rolling out their version of health care today. And it doesn't matter because they won't be able to pass it, because they won't be able to agree. And the Democrats won't help them. What is that? That is dysfunction on top of dysfunction on top of dysfunction. And what is it? If the gun were on, I'd say, Mike, is that, what is that? And he'd say, it's treason. It's a betrayal of your oath. Who is your oath to? It is to the Constitution. What is the Constitution about? It's about we the people. It's about the people's business. And you mean to tell me that those people can go to Washington and everybody be on such a separate agenda that the people's business doesn't get done? And that's what we have in this country. What changes it? Gunshots last week aren't going to change it. We know that. September 11th didn't change it. We've digested that, and now it's life as normal. What is going to change that? So I'm curious. I need to do a little research and have some people on that can talk about that. How does this nation right the ship? How does it somehow or other broach affordable health care? And how can health care pass on double-digit increases every year? What the fuck is spawning that? Where is all that money going? And I'm even bothered by the whole addiction thing. Are you so not responsible for yourself? Is it, and again, this to me lends itself, excuse me while I rant, to the disconnect in this country. It ain't black and white, I can tell you that. It ain't racial. It's small town versus big town. It's people who live in small towns who believe that you're responsible for your business. That's what they believe. You're responsible at the end of the day. You, that's right, you are responsible. And then there's people that live and grow up in large cities. They have a completely different view of gun control. When you live in a small town, everybody has guns, right? Rural America, you grow up with guns, people hunt, they respect nature, blah, 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 blah. They don't kill more than they should, right? They harvest a deer, they kill a deer, right? They take it to the butcher cuts it up, they give venison to all their friends, blah, 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 blah. You grew up in a big city, guns, they're to be outlawed, right? The government is supposed to provide you with things. So to me, there's an incredible disconnect. So how does it change? What changes us to where we, what is the sequence of events that sends, that pulls people together and then creates the conditions that we reform the way we do government so that people can go to Washington, D.C. and do the people's business. September 11th wasn't enough. Congress will blow through what happened last week. 20 of them should have been dead, except that guy didn't know what he was doing. Woe be the day when somebody walks in there and knows what they're doing. Woe be the day. Anyway, Nielsen's going to join us next. I'll get to the news here in the next hour. But again, Barack Obama, in my opinion, one of the worst presidents this nation has ever had. He's in there with Bush. Bush starting a war that we need to fight and destabilize an entire region on the planet that is still destabilized. Afghanistan had to do. Iraq, optional. With arrogant shitheads like Don Rumsfeld leading the way, absolute joke. War plan calls for over 300,000 troops in Iraq. Not Donnie's. He ripped it up and he wrote his own war plan. And then when he got questioned on it, his arrogant ass stood there and ridiculed reporters. Yeah. There's a special place in hell for Don Rumsfeld and all those jackasses. Anyway, the United States Marine Corps band makes it official. We'll talk about Barack Obama. Are you kidding me? Iran? The South China Sea? How did Korea, all of a sudden it just showed up, right? Wrong? How he left Iraq? How he left Afghanistan? You know? I mean, are you kidding me? And then he tries to run the country by executive order. It doesn't work. Everything he's ever done in his career as a president is being undone by Donald Trump within the first 6 months that he's taken office. And his signature, and his signature healthcare is collapsing under its own weight. Nobody's doing anything, and it's collapsing around the country. That guy, clown show, absolute clown show. All right, let me take a deep breath. Okay, now, the United States Marine Corps Band, good morning to you. I need Moto. By the way, I got an email that said, Mac, why do you play that cutoff version? This is from my son Patrick's commissioning. It's recorded in the rotunda of the museum. Newly commissioned second lieutenants. It's a sentimental thing.
We are proud to play the drum. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Boom, bitches. Comey, man, and that ass clown. This is Director of the FBI, Comey. Jim, this is Loretta Lynch. Hey, what's up? We're not going to call that... we're not going to call that matter that you're looking into an investigation. We're just going to call it a matter. I won't do that. Anything else? No, sorry. Click. Yeah. Comey. Comey was, he's a pussy. That's what that guy is. Yeah. When you don't stand up over and over again and you go in your little enclave and you make notes and all that bullshit. And let me tell you, Trump is no saint, trust me. I have no illusions. But Comey has a duty as the chief law enforcement officer of the FBI to stand up for what's right and not play politics. And he played them. Yeah. Anyway, let me check the weather. I got to get Nielsen on. I'm pissed. Because we have the greatest nation on the planet, and it's going and it's being driven in the ditch by a bunch of assholes who can't stand up and do the right thing. And I will tell you what, and that's what I love about sharing guys like Dunford, Kelly, Mattis. They'll do the right thing. You can put a gun right at their forehead and they say, call it a matter. And they'll look at you and say, pull the trigger, asshole, because I ain't doing it. But we don't have enough of those people in our government. And it sucks, man. It sucks. Right? What drives the nation? Our social programs? No, business drives it. If business doesn't go, it doesn't work. None of the rest of it works. Public art, daycare, it all goes to shit. And Illinois is going to be the poster child. How can you outspend your ability to tax in a state with the third largest city? You have tax revenue pouring in all over the place. And you've driven it so much in the ditch that you're going to have to try to file for some kind of protection that no state has ever filed to? Give me a break. It's stupid. It's stupid on top of stupid on top of stupid. Anyway, it's 84 in Quantico under cloudy skies. 83 at Camp Lejeune under cloudy skies. Granbury, Texas, home of the Gunner, cloudy skies at 80. Up in Montana, home of Montana Man, 62 and sunny. 29 Palms, 86 and sunny. At 7:20, y'all. Camp Pendleton, cloudy and 62. Camp Smith in Hawaii, clear, dark, 76. Broken record. Okinawa, dark, cloudy, 82. Fallujah, 97 degrees at the home of All Marine Radio, 62 degrees under cloudy skies. Bob Nielsen joins us next on a day when I'm not going to fake it. I'm pissed. All right? I'm pissed. I'm getting tired of these shitheads. This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, battlemug.com.
All I can say about militarybyowner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
My name is Juan Perez Jr. I joined the military in 98. I commissioned as an officer. But I always had in mind the idea that I would go into the special operations community, particularly the special forces. I was accepted to go into selection, and I attended on September 8th of 2001. As I was making my departure of the military, there was that uncertainty. What do I do next? How do I repurpose my skills in a way that's not only meaningful to me, but also that provides for my family and provides an increase in our a way of living, a quality of life. The Global South Foundation has resources when it comes to anything from building resumes to how to relate to a CEO in conversation, how to basically, again, repurpose that which I had learned in a career in special operations, dealing at the strategic and operational level. How do I take that and then turn it towards entrepreneurial spirit into business development? And how do I translate that so somebody can see that value? And in doing so, I landed a magnificent and very rewarding career. I'm the VP of operations for an IT company called BuildSourced. What I say to veterans getting out, be bold when you go to network. Go out to the Global South website, look at what events they have lined up, attend those events, you know, and participate. A lot of the events they hold, they're of key importance in this network. Go out there and engage, just like you would engage in a combat zone, you know, when you're networking there. With folks that don't share necessarily your language, your culture, or your background, and yet we still make it happen. How can we not make it happen here?
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines. You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. All right, I've got a couple of emails. That I need to get to. The Senate Republicans have unveiled their health care bill on Capitol Hill. So let me give you a bold prediction of what will happen to that. Now the Senate bill and the House bill go to what? Conferences, right? Well, the Senate bill's got to be passed by the Senate, so it'll get debated and blah 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 blah, and we'll see if it passes. My prediction is that it will pass the Senate. Okay, because if not, all they do is hasten what I'm about to tell you. So I got a couple emails that say, you know, talk about how does it go? How does it work? Angry music. If you had one chance, one opportunity, would you seize it for the American people who elected you? Who depend on you?
He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up. Over. Plow. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes.
Or would you fail? Okay, well, let me tell you what I think is going to happen. There won't be a health care bill that comes out of the Republicans. Because so there's at the end of the day, they can't compromise, okay? And that is the disease that afflicts the nation. There is no middle ground anymore. Okay, so then what happens? We continue. Will a budget get passed this year? My answer to that is yes. A budget will get passed this year. But what will happen in various states is they will go down the road of Illinois, which is the road of tax and spend. Okay? And much like the split in the country, you'll see small-town America states, Iowa, Nebraska, Oklahoma. You know, states dominated. There might be a few big towns. What's the largest town in Oklahoma? Oklahoma City? Yeah, they will keep their fiscal house in order because that's the way they do it. That's the way they live. Well, you will see states like California, Illinois, New York, Florida, Massachusetts, the state of Washington, you'll see them struggle fiscally because there is this culture where you can spend and spend and spend and spend, and you don't have to balance it. You don't have to keep it within some kind of parameters. You keep playing shell games with money. And then what happens? It's the same thing with our debt. We'll pass a budget. Will it be anything responsible to the nation? And here's the bit of insanity that goes with the national debt. Okay? What do you need to have happen to erase the debt or to make the debt more, you know, more manageable or to keep it within its parameters relative to a percentage of GDP? You need a robust economy, right? So what happens if by regulation you are choking your robust economy, which keeps your debt in check? It's the height of folly, yes? It is. So you look at these things and you say, what? Make it make sense for me, man. So essentially, the only bills that get passed now by Congress are, you know, things on the margin. Substantial bills can't get passed. It just doesn't work like that anymore. And so, again, what are we on the road to? I'm not sure, but it's not good. And then how does it all end? So I have to do some research, and I'll bring on people that talk about this. How does it end? What's in the future for the nation? What's in the future? And because, again, it's not good. It is certainly not good. And so again, if you look at our past two presidents, it's a joke. It's an absolute positive joke. You know, Bush destabilizes the planet. Obama runs from it. Governs by, the only tool he had, which was the executive order. All to be undone by the next executive. And then fails horribly internationally so that the nation finds itself where it is. Email, Mac, do you think Trump has any idea about how to deal with this kind of stuff? Let me see. Trump, if I were to gauge him as an opponent, right, he's popular with his supporters, and he has a snarky way of expressing his popular kind of credo. Nothing seems to stick to him. He's like Teflon. So how do I gauge him? I think that a lot of people in the country are sympathetic to Donald Trump's policies. I think they find him problematic. I think would they be happy with Mike Pence and the same policies? I think extremely. But again, the big disconnect, can any of that stuff happen? Answer, no. No. Why? Well, because Congress is dysfunctional. Secretary Kelly got yanked in front of Congress and was scolded by a representative. And he, because the representative read a statement that Kelly made that members of Congress, if they don't want to change the laws, that the Department of Homeland Security is supposed to enforce, then they should shut up. Let me see if I can find the audio. Change the laws or shut up. This is, you know, and again, Kelly's an interesting guy. He's no stranger to the streets. Hold on. Let me see if why is John Kelly not playing here?
Way similar to the treatment suffered by law enforcement over the past few years.
Okay, he's talking about the Department of Homeland Security.
For too long, the men and women of my department have been political pawns. They've been asked to do more with less and less and less. In many ways, similar to the treatment suffered by law enforcement over the past few years, they are often ridiculed and insulted by public officials and frequently convicted in the court of public opinion on unfounded allegations testified to by street lawyers and street spokespersons. If lawmakers do not like the laws that we enforce, that we are charged to enforce, that we are sworn to enforce, then they should have the courage and the skill to change those laws. Otherwise, they should shut up and support the men and women on the front lines.
Okay, this is delivered at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. And you can tell he's fired up when he's making the comments.
My people have been discouraged from doing their jobs for nearly a decade, disabled by pointless bureaucracy and political meddling, and suffer disrespect and contempt by public officials who have no idea what it means to serve. We will never apologize for enforcing and upholding the laws of this country. We will never apologize for carrying out our mission. We will never apologize for making our country more secure. We ask nothing more than respect and support. We don't do this for the thank yous. We seldom get thank yous. We do this to keep America strong, secure, and free. We live in a dangerous world, ladies and gentlemen. Those dangers are increasing, not decreasing, and changing speed and direction every single day. But every day we are vigilant, every day we are prepared, every day we do our jobs.
That's John Kelly. Now, there's an exchange between he and an elected representative who tells him that he should not be telling members of Congress. Let's see if I can find a video. I think this is it right here. Democrat warns the head of the DHS, don't tell Congress to shut up. Kelly's awesome. All right, let me get this. There's ads that pop up and all this stuff. All right, see if this is it.
You're gonna be hanging out in here, so if you need anything.
Oh my god. All right, so no, but here's a guy who's just telling the truth. A House Democrat on Wednesday warned Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly that he should stop telling lawmakers to shut up and said if he continues, it will make for a very difficult tenure at the top of the agency. My only advice is understand the system we're in, Representative Harry Cuellar, Democrat from Texas.
Senior Department of Homeland Security officials have mixed feelings that retired General John Kelly is President-elect Donald Trump's choice to lead their agency. Some former officials think Trump's national security appointments are encouraging. Adding the third general to the Republican cabinet may...
That's not... Anyway, my only advice is understand the system that we're in, Representative Harry Cuellar, Democrat from Texas, told Kelly in a House Appropriations Subcommittee meeting. The executive branch and sometimes some of us might disagree with you, he said. I don't think it's correct for you to tell members of Congress to shut up. In April, Kelly reacted to mostly Democratic complaints about what they said was the overly aggressive enforcement of U.S. immigration laws. Kelly reiterated the Trump administration's line that DHS will now enforce the laws that the Obama administration had ignored for years. Quote, if lawmakers do not like the laws they pass and we are charged to enforce, then they should have the courage and skills to change the laws. Kelly said in a speech at George Washington University that you just heard, otherwise they should shut up and support the men and women on the front lines. Kelly addressed Cuellar's complaint at the hearing, but didn't apologize for it. He said when he was in the military, lawmakers were always careful to criticize military policy, but not the men and women in uniform who are carrying it out. But he said lawmakers have been much more critical of DHS employees. Quote, in this job, all I heard day in and day out, Nazis, stormtroop tactics, prejudice about the men and women, the foot soldiers, if you will, that stand on our borders or inside our country and protect it. And I would just ask, criticize me, criticize the Trump policies, but please recognize that my men and women are doing the same kind of thing day in and day out that our military men and women are, and in a sense, give them a break, Kelly added. And that's what the shut up comment was about. I want to find it, though.
House bill spent almost everything it saved. So there were three bills.
All right, we're going to take a break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. I need to find that audio because, again, this is the kind of stuff that we need in D.C. It's a nation of laws, right? You would think. We used to be. Not so much anymore. We'll just ignore them. President of the United States ignore the laws, right? And congressmen get on law enforcement agencies for enforcing the law. I'm not sure how the nation works when that's the way it is, but that's the way it's been. This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
My name is Juan Perez, Jr. I joined the military in 98. I commissioned as an officer. But I always had in mind the idea that I would go into the special operations community, particularly the special forces. I was accepted to go into selection, and I attended on September 8th of 2001. As I was making my departure of the military, there was that uncertainty. What do I do next? How do I repurpose my skills in a way that's not only meaningful to me, but also that provides for my family and provides an increase in our a way of living, a quality of life. The Global South Foundation has resources when it comes to anything from building resumes to how to relate to a CEO in conversation, how to basically, again, repurpose that which I had learned in a career in special operations, dealing at the strategic and operational level. How do I take that and then turn it towards entrepreneurial spirit into business development, and how do I translate that so somebody can see that value. And in doing so, I landed a magnificent and very rewarding career. I'm the VP of operations for an IT company called BuildSourced. What I say to veterans getting out, be bold when you go to network. Go out to the Global South website, look at what events they have lined up, attend those events, you know, and participate. A lot of the events they hold, they're of key importance in this network. Go out there and engage, just like you would engage in a combat zone, you know, when you're networking there with folks that don't share necessarily your language, your culture, or your background, and yet we still make it happen. How can we not make it happen here?
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone.
Recent data we have.
One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit veteranscrisisline.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.